We are joined now by the head coach of the Buffalo Bills on the set with us, Sean McDermott. I was crunching some numbers, Coach. You probably already know this. Over the last couple of weeks, your team has been up against some of the best defenses in the league. When you look at Carolina, Denver, Cincinnati the other day, I think they're all of them in the top five defensively in the NFL. You won't see many defenses like that the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the case, and we've gone up against good competition. I think we've grown in some areas. We've got a lot of work to do. And, when you go up against great competition, your flaws get exposed and your weaknesses get highlighted. And so we have to learn from those opportunities and in order to grow and evolve, which we need to do moving forward.
Questions, you guys, for the coach?
No, I got a bunch. What was your message to the team after that? I mean, yeah. They're tough. It's always tough to win. I mean, yeah. No question about it. I mean, even the Bengals will tell you that after beating Cleveland the week before 31-6. Mm-hmm. But, what was your message to this team after this? I mean, this is you're still 3-2, and close losses are hard to take.
I'm not sure what's easier. Is it close?
Yeah,
is it rather lose?
It's easier to chalk it up when it's a bad day.
41-0. I'd prefer the close loss, I guess, even though that's hard and gut-wrenching. I got home Sunday night after the game, and I said to my wife, I said, after all these years, I said, I still don't like losing. Yeah. And it's hard to take, I feel for the players. I feel for the entire building. And regardless of what position, coordinator, position coach, now head coach, it doesn't get any easier. In fact, it probably gets harder. And speaking with Dick Vermeil over the years, I know Coach Vermeil had a hard time letting go of the losses. And I'm trying to learn from that and those conversations with Coach Vermeil. So that's been hard. But with the team, if we preach respect the process, if we preach that we're building and trying to grow and play our best football, our brand of football in November and December, which I feel is important philosophically, then we have to use this as a learning opportunity. And, honestly, some of the biggest takeaways were the details. Like, we can't let the details become, the little things become the big things. And whether it's alignment, assignment, we gave up a couple big plays on defense. Why did it happen? Well, because we're not detailed, and mm-hmm. so we have to learn from this. And we've got some young players that went through some growing pains the other day that have to learn from it. And unfortunately, you don't want to do it this way, but you got to learn the hard way, and we've got to grow from it.
Coach, how important is it for you in your mind? And we all know how hard it is because we don't get to now see the team play again until next week. But going into the bye week, to win that game going into the bye week and come out with some momentum.
Well, I think my family would have appreciated a little bit more if we won.
Are you going to be unpleasant at home?
I'm not going to be as good as I probably would have been, even though I try to be. But that said, the bye week is good to, push back, gain perspective, build self-awareness, and then get a little bit of rest at the same time. And we've got a long haul after this. And the good part is we play three of the next four games at home in front of our fans, and so we're looking forward to that. We have to use this bye week to educate us on what we need to improve on, and also use it the right way to come back with a little bit more of a sense of urgency and an attitude we learn from it, but we also use it to drive us to play better the next week.
There are certain people who would say, I'd rather have a bye week week 8, like right in the middle of the season. Others say, I'd rather have it earlier where it gives us an extra week to make some changes if we need to make changes. Do you have a preference? You can't control it, but do you have a preference in where you like that?
No, I think everything happens for a reason. I believe that. And when you look at it, most people say week 8 is the halfway point, but really we've been going since training camp. And mm-hmm. so you had training camp, 2 weeks of practice, 4 preseason games, really 4 or 5 weeks into the regular season is really the halfway point.
Yeah.
And the good part for us, if you break it down, is we come out, we play 3 games, and then we get a mini bye with the short week playing the Jets and not looking too far ahead. But that gives us a little bit of another break as we head into the final, back third, back half of the season.
Coach, I looked at a calendar today to prove your point. It was 11 weeks ago when you started training camp, and we are 11 weeks away now from the end of the regular season. So this is, in a way, the exact midpoint of really the heavy workload that you have. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah, and the guys have worked hard. I mean, we've done a lot in a short amount of time, and credit the entire team. Credit the entire building for what we've been able to accomplish in a short amount of time. We're not. I don't think anybody in that locker room would say that we are where we need to be. you know, that said, there's been a lot of small victories, small wins along the way, and that's been a total team effort.
You talk about now as you get a chance for the bye week, Charles Clay is going to be gone for a few weeks, and you kind of have an identity, a sense of who your identity is, how your team's going to win games. Now, how do you take what's left of your roster with, you know, you got guys up, you got guys down, you got, you know, Jordan Matthews has been down. Now he's, you know, he's out for a while. So how do you now figure out who you are and how you're going to be who you are and win games moving forward? Because now you've got some key guys that are out of the lineup. Right. I mean, that's kind of where you earn your money, I guess.
It is. I mean, the good part about it is, we always embrace the philosophy of the next man up. So from a resiliency standpoint, from a grit standpoint, this team has learned before now even, hey, you've got to have that quality, that characteristic about yourself, about your team, to win in this league, because it's every week you got to bring your A game. And then the other part of it is we played, if not started, 5 rookies the other day in the game. Well, how often does that happen in a game? Yeah. And to say that we were in a position against a team that's been in the playoffs multiple years, I think they missed last year, if I'm not mistaken, but they've had success in where we're trying to go, and we're in that game with a chance to win. And if we'd done some things better, potentially, you know, what should have, could have, I don't want to get into that. But I like the progress we've made. I like the contributions we've gotten from some of these young players and finding out who they are. And then ultimately, Steve, as you said, who we are.
Coach, you have so many guys down. I mean, let's talk about Jordan Matthews and now Charles Clay. And so everybody's like, man, they need to trade for a wide receiver. They need to bring somebody in off the streets. For me, it's hard in football to bring guys, random guys off the streets or trade for somebody to come in because they can't come in here and learn your system fast enough to actually make key contributions in a game the next week.
Well, Brandon and his staff always look at everything, and then Brandon and I catch up every week or every day for a certain part of the day, and I know they're looking hard on how we can improve our roster, whether it's trades or whether it's guys that are out there available on the street to help our roster. And so, you know, having a workout this morning, just a tryout that we had this morning of different positions, pretty extensive tryout of different positions. That's important. We're always trying to refine our roster, so. That's an ongoing process and a work in progress of who we are as a team, and we're building. And that I think is the biggest thing and the most exciting thing at the same time, is we're building a team. And yes, we've made some huge strides, but we've got some work to do. And I love the excitement around the team. I love the fan support, and I love how this community has gotten behind us. When we were 3-1, now we're 3-2. Doesn't stop our momentum. We continue moving forward.
Talk a little bit about, you know, specifically about, you know, you got EJ Gaines. Jordan Matthews, Cordy Glenn's been in and out of the up and down, maybe not in there. Of course, Charles Clay, and now you've got, there's a list of guys, and that's really what happens in the season. I mean, you find out if you can win games with your depth, and this is a team that you came in, and you know, this is a roster that you really had to flip over a lot, and a lot of new guys, and some maybe you don't know about, but who are you most excited about maybe getting an opportunity, some of the guys that are depth, or maybe somebody you've already watched the game from Sunday, who gave you a pleasant surprise about getting some opportunity and stepping up?
Well, I'm excited to see, as I mentioned earlier, some of these young players that had their first opportunity. Matt Milano, for example, had his first opportunity. It wasn't too big for him. Let's see how he is the next week and the jump that's made from one week to the next. You mentioned EJ Gaines and what he's done for us. When we get him back healthy, what he'll be able to do moving forward. I mean, yeah, you know, we've had a number of players out, but it also gives us an opportunity, like we talked about, for somebody else to step up, show us what they're all about. And you know, we're, like I said, we're building this team as we continue to grow every week, and that's the exciting part. These guys are excited about it. They're also excited to get away, I think, a little bit and reset, spend some time with family and friends, and just be normal guys.
Head Coach Sean McDermott in studio with us. Just a couple more minutes. Coach, what can you do to get the offense going, in particular the run game? What's your evaluation of where you're at after 5 games here?
Well, we're not where we need to be, and I think that's the plain truth, is we're not where we need to be. I would say as an overall offense as well. You mentioned the running game. I would say the same thing about our team, though. Mm-hmm. We're not where we need to be. The run game alone has been a strength of this group. for the last year or two. And the most important thing to me is not that we are ranked number one in the running game, but that we are an effective offense that can move the ball. That's all I care about is whatever it takes, whether it's the run or the pass, you have to be able to move the ball down the field in some way, shape, or form. And when you're given short fields, you've got to be able to cash in. And it's not field goals. It's not punt the ball back. It's we take advantage of those short field opportunities. So at the end of the day, you've got to be able to take what the defense gives you. And certainly we have an identity of being able to run the football. We've had that, or this team has had that in previous years. But at what expense, right? So you have to be able to throw the football and offset the run and the pass with one another. So I'm not as focused on – I am focused on the running – on the rushing attack, John, but I'm also focused on developing the passing attack as well.
And along those lines, Tyrod Taylor, his performance for the first five games, you mentioned yesterday your high level of confidence in him. Can you talk about that and maybe tell what you've seen from Tyrod through the first third of the season so far?
Well, when you look at three of the five games, I feel very strong about his performance and what he's done on the field and how he has moved the ball against some good defenses. I feel confident about Tyrod and what he brings to the table. And when you mix the play-action game with the running game, that needs to continue to improve, that becomes tough to defend. We need to develop in other areas as well. Not just those two areas, but what are we doing on third down, 2 minute in the dropback game? And so all of that factors into how you become an offense that is growing and evolving. And as I mentioned to the team the other day, it's not about, hey, this is a defensive team. No, not just because I'm a defensive coach or a head coach, but we're a balanced team that can win in any of the three phases. And that's when you become a dangerous football team, when you can do that.
You have experimented a little bit with offensive line changes over the last couple of weeks. Is it important to you? Is it a priority to settle in on a five and move forward? And is there a timetable for that?
I don't think we need to limit ourselves in that way. I mean, I believe wholeheartedly in open competition. It only should make, if you're a true competitor, it should make you better. And those are the types of guys we want, the guys that are willing to every week feel like they have to earn their spot. And, I've been fortunate to be around some really good players over the course of my coaching career. And Brian Dawkins, who was a safety in Philadelphia, said that same thing to me. He said, Sean, I've got to earn my job every training camp. Well, if he can say it, and a guy like Luke Kuechly feels the same way, why not all of us, right? Myself included. Mm-hmm. I've got to do my job every week so that I earn my job. And so guys that are wired that way are the guys that over the course of time you win with. And so that's a big part of our philosophy and what we're looking for moving forward.
So what do the guys look forward to? How much time do they get off? I mean, are you going to give them a chance to, like, get out of town, or is it going to be, chop it up a little bit, make sure they kind of hang around, but give them a little time off their feet? What's your philosophy on the bye week?
Right, we've got some work to do, and like I said, some film work to get in and to learn from. So because the bye is a little bit earlier for us and it's our first season, we've decided to keep guys around for a part of the week and then give them some chance to get out and spend some time with family and friends and get some rest. Also for the coaching staff to get some rest. They've been working hard as well.
I was just about to ask you, what about you? Yeah, when you get away, what do you do?
Family time. Yeah, family time. I look forward to it. Look forward to going to soccer games and baseball games, softball games, football games, and just being an everyday guy out there and being a dad, being a husband. Forward to that.
As always, how do you be an everyday guy? I'm sure when you get to the field, everybody's like staring at you because they know who you are. Do they ever come up to you and, Coach, can we talk a little bit? Like, let's talk about this. We need to talk about this.
Yeah, no, the fans here have been just tremendous. I mean, I was watching my son's football game the other day, and I was trying to keep myself back because it's about the kids on the field. It's not about me and fans have been great. They come over and introduce themselves, and just the passion of the fan base in this part of the country is unbelievable. It's part of the reason why, as I've said before, this job was so appealing, and that hasn't changed in my mind. I look forward, like I said, to getting back home and playing against Tampa Bay in our stadium, and I know the players feel the same way. We've adopted the mantra of defend our dirt, and the players tap a sign every time they go onto the field, in the hallway that says defend our dirt, because they know what it means. There's a lot of sweat equity that's been put into to this football field and this team, whether it's the players or the fans.
Coach, thanks for this. Please get some time off. Take it easy a little bit.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, and maybe we'll do it sometime again soon.
Huh? Let's do it.